Sizes and kind of connect them together, snapping. I'm guessing it's snapping. Whoa. Yeah, I still got that voice. It's gotten better. I have noticed when I had the, I don't know what it was. I think it was flu something. So but did my thing, did my things, few things, and then put that all together. The techniques, everything together. And I got rid of whatever the stuff that was in my nose. I got it out. That's why I said quickly, got it out quickly. And other senses have got better. I had a few podcasts back that says there's something like odd happening, like with my certain parts of my body. It just it's like pins and needles, weird stuff. When I do it in my exercise, foot exercise, some meditation, all that stuff, stretches, it doesn't help. It helps a little bit, not that much, but all of a sudden, whatever that was, disappeared, gone. Like, hey, all right, how about that? Well, anyway, welcome to Studio 2 Rocks Live. We're listening to Nina, her last album. What's the last? The one to the, maybe one before last was Sendian. I haven't listened to them for so long. And I'm just like, yeah, I can get into it. She got some few songs here and there. New ones. I haven't listened to those yet. But this is one of my favorite albums. And the one before that was called Beyond Memory, which is also my favorite. I got both on Limited Final. Got her signatures on everything. I got a swag. The little sticker. Nina sticker. That's sitting out. Well, I don't know, it's my DT990 Pro Studio Canes. Yeah. Why am I talking like that? I don't know. I'm such a weird mood today. Because after, you know, all the devastating things. God, when it's gonna be real, go buy toilet paper and water. Will run out of water. It's gonna be no electricity. Oh, what to do? Oh, the store came. Yeah, I mean, there's some devastation. And I condolences to people who have family that passed away. Yeah. But it came here, it's supposed to hit us, and it went across to the other side, went to Orlando side. Right out. Came in as, you know, category 4, 5, or I don't know. When it hit land, it became a category 1 tropical storm. And now, to the outside. Like, oh. Now I see all sorts of stuff. I'm just like, yeah, should I look in? Yeah, why not? I mean, it's bad. Like the water search. And the worst one, I know it's, you should say about people and stuff, you know, all that. But the worst one for me, like from my point of view, it's like how much I love cars, is that one guy that lost $1 million. McLaren, that's P1. Oh, like, oh, it's on the water. Like, oh, damn. Oh, that, oh, repair calls. Well, hopefully that person has enough money. Looks like he has. He has to send that back. McLaren has, they have to take it back and rebuild it from scratch. Everything is out. They have the con part. Well, the engine parts, they have to be everything redone. Pull it back together and give it back to the owner. If the owner want to keep that one, they might say, this is total. We'll give you another one if you like. That's the cool thing about McLaren. But I don't know what the charge is. Probably just shipping fee. Saw that, I was just, oh no. I thought about moving it towards water too, because I want to get a seaplane. Water plane, seaplane, whatever. And take off up there. Let's go. Go check out the aliens. I want to do that. But now I'm thinking like, maybe I should find a track in Arizona somewhere. Just live. Maybe. Well, I'm supposed to live by water. So, because I have a water sign. So I'm thinking like maybe somewhere close to water. Large body of water, doesn't have to be ocean. I'll be like, okay, I'm sure I'll find something. So that's that with that thing. Like, then the other stuff. Then the crazy stuff, like what is crazies, you know. Let's start with Ian. You have one thing to do, and they pull a picture of Mark Lago. Like, here we go. So you're saying that this hurricane is engineered? Could it be? Oh, I don't know. Anything's possible now. And how did it go across Florida? So quick. Right? Across the whole state. Like, one side of the ocean to the other side. No. Did somebody push? Nobody got out of the push, but could it be something? The U.S. Air Force down here have something. The Space Force have something that we don't know. Damn, that was fast. Right? Like, Wow. But I've noticed, I think I said that once. I don't know what. When some stuff like this, like disaster is coming. There are people who want to sell it to us. Then there are other people who are just so excited. Even though you say, yeah, I tell them, it's like, why are you so excited? They're just like, no, I'm trying to be like, I'm trying to look out. But they get excited. And you can see in their actions, like, they walk out to the windows and look.
to hear you. To hear you. Those people. The nutty ones.
Like, what are you doing? No, we need to be prepared for some stuff.
Yeah.
But not that. And, I don't know.
I mean, I prepped for little things because I was thinking prepping for something else. Like, you know, like one day our refineries and our I guess food processing plant goes down. Then they decide to say, you're going to eat bugs. You're going to eat mealworms. And you're going to like it. Like, no. I bought some, you know, storage boat food. It's not camping storage food, which is, it's not bad. You have to pull in hot water. They say just pour hot water in. You gotta get those heat packs. Also, you just have to heat it a little more, because they get still get hard. You know, even though regular middle. Or 3 minutes, 5 minutes, you gotta do a double. But once you've done it, you're like, yeah, it's passable. It's a passable thing. I can eat it. Yeah, I'm fine. I'll get some beef jerky. I can't eat beef jerky. No. Yeah, I bought it for something else, right? Because I was warned. Many years ago, 20 years ago, that to the this end of this year, this is gonna happen. Get some food, okay? I didn't do it. Then, like, a decade later, I'm like, oh, maybe I should. Well, when I moved to FL, that's when I'm like, okay, maybe I'll get some, order some, you know. Then I ordered some camping food. I just remembered. A friend of mine have land in South Carolina, some land by the mountains. It's nice. They got a ranch, little horse ranch, all that stuff. You know, they go hunting, and they go there fishing. They build a little cabin. It's really nice, like really nicely done. Like, and they put this brand of, you know, storage bowl breakfast in there, in the cabinet or something. It's like just a lot, and they got some like. Freeze dry stuff here and there, and it's got a little generator in the back. They put an electric one, like battery powered, like the solar panels, everything. Probably thinking about putting in a Starlink. I'm like, oh, that's a good idea. Yeah. All right. But that's where I got the idea from. Like, you know what? I remember eating those camping food. They weren't that bad. So I got those. Just in case. But I wasn't thinking hurricane. I'm thinking like, we're inland. We're a little upper, a little higher than the coastline. So I think we might get a little flood. I think that they will, your puppy subside a little bit quicker. I was like, they don't. Do we need this? Not really. If a power goes out, yeah. Well, if Category 5 hit us, came inland and did not slow down, it kept coming. Yes. Things will happen. There's a power plant here. They have to shut it down. Then, when the storm's over, they turn back on. So impending doom.
Then it happened.
But the people, the crazy people came out. Oh, was it Don Lemon? Was it climate? Is it climate change? Do it with the hurricane. The hurricane guys. Hey, let's talk about that later. Oh.
Like, and he's pushing and pushing. Like, Don Lemon. Don, what are you doing?
I think, is he, he's going to get fired?
Think. Kind of sucks now with the Mickey Mouse left.
So, yeah, Mark Dice can't do the Mickey Mouse anymore. Oh.
That was on. It's a, no, kind of boring. Just looking through all the. The web and. There's a bridge that I split in half. It bolts. What? Live by the water. Yeah. So what do you do?
So I had an idea a long time ago. I don't know if my friend implemented it in Europe. We were thinking about that. We were both looking at those houses have boats. The house, like a modernized square house. It's sitting on the bottom part of it, the basement part is a boat. And it has a buoyancy. And wherever they say the water comes just too high, then the whole neighborhood will go up. Roads, you know, we can't, but then, you know, you have a boat. You can ride your boat to somewhere else. I just thought about it. Like, hey, some people don't want to live on a boat. Is there a way we can take this idea and just get a couple lifts? Like you know, you've seen auto shops and garages. Can we put a lift? No, build that foundation, that solid foundation, like the boat. Then just storm comes, like click on it, and whole place goes up. Now the basement part, it could be a garage, and that's waterproofed, so you can just close it, complete lock basement where there's no water can get it. Then you can contain your car, like your nice car, you know. Would that be a good idea? I don't know. He was like, that's a good idea. I'm gonna work on it. Okay. You know, when you guys make it, no, let me know. But I haven't heard from them yet. I forgot what the group was. It was an architectural group. And I met them at a party. Just talk about stuff. And they just like, Whoa. Good idea. So this is this whole thing. Then, you know, because it would make sense. Especially going to get a hurricane like that. It's just like Tornado Alley. Okay, can we build a house? So he sinks down during tornadoes. So you want, nothing would get past. No, just tornado would just go blow over. Like the there's a car parking thing in, I think I saw it in Britain, where they actually, you can raise up your car garage, like a little garage thing, and you park your car in there and it goes back down and it'll be your grass. It's like a lift. Like, can you do that? Is it possible? Because then tornado just blew over and then you click a button and your house is back. I don't know. I figured the technology we have the solution ready by now. But no, not yet. Solution's there. Just will somebody implement it? How much it will cost? You know, are you willing to pay that much money? And now they're packing people into one state, you know. Like, we're leaving this state, we're gonna pack it here. Like, so now it's just can't really do too much. Anything else? I was thinking something. Of course, want to start talk about things. It gets away. And I forget. Yeah. Okay. Coolio thing. That's here we go. I just went. I read it. Yeah, it's screwed up, but bye. Done. Once they get exposed, it's going to be terrible. Be bad news. Hasn't happened yet. Will it happen? Maybe. So, I don't know what else. Nothing I can think of, because it's just me. Where to do, what to do, there's nothing to do. I don't know. As far as like tech, there's nothing. It's not exciting. It's just like like I said, so many podcasts back, just copy and paste. Jeez. Do something. Like nothing. Even TV shows, like I said. The House of Warfare Dragons, it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad that when they grew up, like, okay, it's okay. It wasn't exciting like the original, you know. The original was like, whoa, this stuff's cool. Whoa.
Right?
No, it's like, yeah, dragons. Yeah. And. Oh, that stuff.
Like, it's like Room. Remember the TV show Room? It's like somewhere between
Game of Thrones and Rome, and they became this Endor style. I haven't seen it yet, so it's gonna bypass.
And now, Zero Hedge, Ian strengthened back to Hurricane, takes aim at South Carolina. Doesn't mean Southwest Florida. Yeah, it's like going to SC, then going to NC. Like, oh. What good thing it didn't hit the nuclear power plant down by the, what's that, Naples? I forgot. We have a power plant here. We got two coal plants. I know that. With natural gas, maybe. I don't know. But anyway, see what they got. And it's just up and down. Up and down. Supply chain is going to be slowed down. Yeah, I'll say that. Graphics card price plunge. How much? Actually, I've been looking at the AMD graphics, not the NVIDIA. A lot of people say, don't get it. It's like, you know, it was like $600. I mean, it was $1,000 when it was super hype, right? But the list price is $600. But now it's only $300. Get one and see what it does. I don't know. You can sell later. You can use it for something later. You know, build. I have another box, my backup. It has NVIDIA. But you can get a new power thing. Pull it back together. Just chill with it. Get like a low power graphics card. You can run stuff. You can run, I don't know, something. The backup, anyway. But hey, why not? Yeah, like friends. Well, it's not friends. It's just the online forums. They go crazy, guys. No, you gotta get the... Like, no. Doesn't fit me. So what do you mean doesn't fit you? Don't you want the best? Like, no. I want what's for me, like for my purpose. Okay? Got that? You got that? Huh? It's not. So, I don't know. I started looking here and there and started looking for a power supply thing. Because I... Now that I'm on this Intel machine, once in a while it freezes. Not freezes, but just the application will just stop. Mostly 3D stuff. I need to add a little more power to that. That's one. Second, now I'm thinking about we're gonna get these hurricanes. We'll power out. Once in a while, we get this power out. Now the temperature is cooling down a little bit. AC won't be running as hard. So the power won't be that bad, right? I need a UPS. Uninterrupted power supply. I think I'll get a small one. I don't want to get too big. Just in case.
I have time. It's like, oh, but it's just 12. Bye. Right now, the power supply I have in there has a built-in functions for that. But it's so short. It's less than a few seconds. It would just lock, say, boom, tell the motherboard to lock up. Lock it up, boom, and off. I don't like that. I need an uninterrupted power supply. I need a little bit of power supply, just in case. And I thought about getting the rechargeable battery thing, but I get a UPS. See if I can find a good one to work on that. So I'm just going through hardware stuff during the storm. We still had TV and stuff, but I can't watch TV. I don't know. So it's boring. So boring. Like, even some of these websites, like design websites, are like, it's all the same. It's the same stuff all over the place. Repeat. Copy, repeat. Like, you know. Just the same. It's like people, every company is making the same stuff, but they say theirs is best. But it's been like that for many years. But the part now is just, it's just nothing like I said, with everything else, we hit a plateau. Like, it went up to here, even this music. And it's like, now what? Like, and I don't want to put everybody else's podcast down, including my podcast. And so we've been talking in circles. Like, just people like that, even YouTube. YouTube, like my favorite channels, I look at it and it's like, the same stuff. Just they rehashing some of the old stuff. It's boring. Is it time for all of us to move? Go do things? Start traveling more? I don't know. Maybe. But people just now seeing so many new channels. I was like, this guy does tech. Okay. But I just bought this from Amazon. Let me try it out. It's, how it looks, and I tell you what I feel about it, and that's it. Like, oh, ooh. I know what. It's P1. Let me see. Can SP, SP1. There's a video of it. Somebody told it. No. It's in the news, but it's not there. Actually, when I looked at the SP1 that got that's underwater, I was like, it's not bad. It's not as bad as the other one. There's a guy. There's a video of a guy who's driving Bugatti and just somehow went into the river. Maybe it's an insurance claim. I don't know what it is, but I saw it. Like, whoa. It was like a very popular video. So, which one's worse? You know, like, don't know. I don't know. Yeah, So far, everything on tube. It's like, when one person does something new, it gets copied. Like within a week, just multiple copies, same stuff. Like, and they were making the face. I have to say, like some of these restoration stuff is really nice. Those are really nice, like nicely done. Some car stuff, the car buff, we like it, but I don't know what it is. Maybe it's whatever the stuff that was stuck in my nostrils, or I don't know. Once I clear that up, and just waking up. Oh no, that's weird. The best part of waking up is Folger in your cup. Ew. Folgers. Ew. Sorry. Hey, I know there are people who love Folgers, but I've been drinking Illy's, other brands, and well, today I'm having a chocolate, so a little different. But anyway, I don't know what it is. The stuff came out, but some stuff went away, like strange, like, huh. So now I'm just, did I just wake up from something? Not woke. I'm not woke in. So that just, but I feel like there's something left. Something like it was tainting the vibes. It left. And be like, hey, how you doing? Hey. That's what I feel. Like, hey, I'm back. Just put some warmers on the. It works. I don't know what it is. Just nothing is grabbing me. I don't know what. Hopefully, it's a phase. I don't know. It just at some point. It's gonna be like, meh. Ah, screw that. I'm gonna do something else. I might just like end this podcast. No, I'm not. I don't know. I don't know if I am. I mean, or not. There's 15 things. Can't. Why is it 15? What 10 things? What 5 things? Okay, this is 15 things that can't be seen anywhere but in Japan.
There's no doubt that Japan is.
So what? Where? Wait. Koi fish? With the meow? The cat? The meow? The meow with the arms? Meow arms? That those little toy things. Just meow, meow, meow. Oh, I've seen this already. Square fruit. One coffee, green tea, bath. The bolo train. Okay. Bidets. They're like those funky bidets with heated and washes the bowl by itself. Like, the one thing though, actually, I had some conversation with some friend earlier. On Japan, this is one thing. Yeah, no, love food from Asia, from somewhere else. But one thing I have to say, when I go to Japan, they say New York pizza. Yeah, no, it tastes like crap. That's on you, Peter. It's blah. 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 Yuck. 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 Ew. Soggy. When you take it to size, when you snap it, when you close it together, it snaps, right? It should not sag. That's a new pizza. No. I'm looking at the web and just, I think the web's done. Maybe my 3.0 would be okay. But as far as I know, NFT sales is not doing well. Yeah, they lost the thing. I don't know about NFTs. I tried it in the beginning. I tried a few things and see how it works, all that stuff. You even mentioned something about, say, if there's a way to do a claim code so that when you buy the NFT, you get the claim code just for one item that you can go into a game or a 3D environment, virtual place, even Second Life. You can claim a price. Is there such a system? Because that would make it exclusive, right? Then you can create something that's super exclusive for that one thing, and you can claim it. Not from big companies. Individual person can create this thing, who are smart enough to create this virtual thing, can be claimed in the virtual world. That's connected to NFT, some kind of, and has a coding or something that make it work. I'm like, no, that would be cool. I would like that. Why not? But right now, there's nothing. You don't claim nothing. You just claim whatever that thing you download. So some few things are cool. The other ones, like, no. Like, I'm collecting this picture. What's it do? Oh, it just go left and right, left and right, left and right. It's 3D generated. That is it. It's a collectible. Can I sell this? Yeah. How much? Well, that's the part. When I buy it, when I buy that thing, does it retain the value? Where is it? Is it going to be like a car that? Actually, I'm going to say it. Bentley Continental. When you buy it, it loses value right away. And the parts you have to buy it for, even though you say, oh, just put a brand new something, still the value will go way down. It's like one of those cars, just, you want it, you better have a lot of money saved just for that car. It's wonderful to drive, but has no value, no resale value at all. So that's my thing. So if I bought this NFT, do I have a resale value of it? Is it, you just made promise, but can you keep the promise? No, of course not. Yeah, so it just when I first started doing NFT, I just tried it, do things. Nobody bought nothing. It's like, you're not famous now. Like, what? Of course I'm famous, you know. Like, who says so? I say so. Nothing. Nothing, 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 nothing. Meanwhile, there's that monkey thing. They were selling for like, what, thousands? And now it's like worth like $20. Yeah, it's not worth it. It was a huge hype though, I have to say. Good idea, but it's not implemented correctly. Really. Really, yes. But anyway, all of that stuff. Just me. Yeah, I just haven't seen anything crazy. And here, everybody's doing the domesticus, like things. I think that, like, you know, mostly, you know, blades and stuff, but it just, I'm making a domesticus wallet. Plated wallet. Like, oh, okay. I'm making a Damascus plated car. Like, oh, ooh. But it just, and that got old so quick. Like, oh, okay. You just see a guy folding thing. Oh, now we're going to do this fold. Then it goes through this machine. Crunch, 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 crunch. Heat it up again. Crunch, crunch. It's good for, if I want to go to sleep, yes. But, oh, boy, endure that whole video. Now I'm just like, skip to the end. See what it's like. Oh, it's nice. That was it. Yeah. Be doing that lately. I just skip to the end. We don't need it. We don't need to see the whole thing. It's too much data, that's what it is. So, during the storm, I'm just like, no, I don't want to keep my computer running, because if power goes out, I'll keep on and off, and it's going to be bad for us. So let me take it out. I took it out. I'm like, what am I going to do? You know what? I just sat down, read something, and once in a while, just close my eyes, do meditation, just clear my mind. You have no idea how wonderful that feels afterwards. It's like, it's the best. Like, man, like a whole one day, did nothing, no media, no nothing, no light. Like, when I sleep, I turn the lights off. It's totally quiet. You hear wind once in a while, and it's like, wow, this is wonderful. That is such a wonderful sleep. It's like, I should be doing that more. I used to do it a lot, but not for a little period of time. Didn't. So I'm probably getting back to that. Good idea, really. It helps with everything. If you can. Because there's just noise everywhere. But everything else just meh. Yeah, nothing boring. So anyway, have a wonderful weekend. If you're in South Carolina or North Carolina, yeah, be careful by the waters. Yeah, you know, things coming. Yeah, be careful, be safe, and for those who lost somebody already, condolences. Yeah, maybe it's time to get out of the waterline. But if you don't want to, well, prepare for the next time. And that's it. So have a wonderful day. Friday, have a great weekend, everyone. Stay cool. Yeah. And enjoy the last day of September, because tomorrow is going to be October. And of course, this pumpkin spice has been out a long time. Maybe I'll get one today. Why not? Just for the hell of it. Well, maybe tomorrow, because it's October. Usually it's an October thing. Why is it September thing? No, it like Costco has Christmas stuff out already. So it's not. Anyway, have a great day, and I'll be back on Monday.